So we're going to pick up right where we were with Ordok and Jensen arriving at the game shop.
I'm going to go through and make sure that this place is empty. Nobody's here.
It is. And you know that there's originally like some tables, a couple of chairs, some items here and there. The whole place is wiped clean.
Are there any like places I've never been in the shop? Like any like kind of off limits doors or something?
There's a few back rooms, and there's of course the actual shop above. Everything is gone.
Okay. Well, since we're already fighting the syndicate and I feel like there are still secrets somewhere in this house, I'm going to start like running my hand along all the walls and seeing if I can find like any trap doors or false walls, anything like that with my tremor sense.
Roll me a perception.
Eight.
So you're finding a few like little patches of empty area, but it's just where a brick has come loose over time, mortar's kind of slipped and bricks have fallen. That's about it.
Turn to Ordok and go, they completely cleared this place out, and there's obviously been a fight here.
Any idea where they might retreat to, or should we try to regroup back at the Alchemists? Maybe our people would have gone back there.
I don't know. I really don't know what's going on.
I'm going to ask the hammer if it can pick up on any trail or signs of anything.
Boss, I've got something. It's that staff the monkey has.
Yes.
It's faint. But it's north.
I'm going to look back at Jensen and say, Goshen's on the move, or he's not here. He's north of us.
Well, let's go find him. I'm assuming he had something to do with this.
I'm going to just start to like jog out the door and just ask the hammer to sort of keep me pointed in the direction that you sense him.
As you guys progress through the streets, it is oddly quiet. It's mid late afternoon. Normally it's a city district, it's bustling, but it's empty. No guards walking the streets, no civilians. It seems like the entire area is on lockdown.
I have my daggers up my sleeves. Something's fishy.
You guys bypass through the district and you start seeing people again as you have crossed kind of like that invisible barrier. And after probably about a half an hour, 40 minutes of traveling, you wind up back in the Arcane District. We're going to cut to Goshen real quick. Where exactly do you have any plans on where you're going?
Okay, so I want to find a beggar in the district. Hopefully one that's a little out of the way. Find one that's got, like, you know, sort of the ratty clothes that cover most of them, and maybe even a scarf or something that I can get. I want to try to buy it off of them for 3 gold.
There's not really any beggars in the center of the Arcanum, or in the center of the Arcane District, just because it's one of the higher-ups. But in the alleys on the edges of the district where it kind of, you know, where the lines are kind of blurred, you find kind of like a small grouping of beggars. You happen to find exactly what you're looking for between 3 different beggars.
I will try to buy everything off of them for 1 gold apiece.
They give you a pair of pants, some loose-fitting shoes, a small vest, and a hat. Another one of them has kind of like a scarf, and that's about it.
God, do any of them have like a robe or something?
A guy a little bit further in the back, he's a bit of a portly fellow. He happens to have a robe on him.
I'm going to try to buy that off him too.
He's a little hesitant.
How far away is he from the others?
A good deal. Probably about like the next alley over.
Okay. How long have I been moving?
About 20, 30 minutes.
Would it be at a slow enough pace that it would constitute a short rest?
No.
Yeah. Worth a try. I offer him a little more money.
How much is a little more?
I offer him 2 gold.
So So you're down 5, and he gives you the robe off his back.
Awesome. I am down to 2 silver pieces. But I want to be as covered up as possible. Shrink the staff, put it up in my robe, and then I'm going to take a position against a wall and just kind of act like a beggar and wait.
It takes, Ordok and Jensen, it takes you guys a little while. With all the magic in the area, the hammer's having a little bit of difficulty. But after probably about another hour worth of searching, you stumble upon a group of beggars. Goshen, are you like keeping your head down, or are you actually a little more alert?
I'm looking out for them specifically, yeah. Or like any talk of anyone that matches their description. Mm-hmm.
And so you happen to see them at the entry to the alley.
So I grab a beggar by the shirt.
I'm going to start chastising the hammer for leading me astray.
I just walk behind him and wait for Jensen to finish his interrogation.
Have you seen a blue man? He looks like a monkey. Fucking drunk, and I throw him.
Behind you?
I turn around.
Take the scarf down. Hello.
What the fuck?
After we spoke with the king and I got the brand off of me, Helen and the king exchanged words. Helen tried to walk away. The king goaded Helen. Helen shot the king. Bo and I tried to help, but Hank came in, knocked Helen and Bo out, and I escaped through the door.
Where are they?
I don't know. They didn't leave the front, I don't think.
I'm going to reach down to the coin that's in my pocket. Do I get any sort of reading or sense off of that of where Bo might be?
No.
Well.
That idiot.
It was surprising. We almost killed him.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and opposing fireballs. Crystals.
Fireballs.
Horseshoes and fireballs.
Very true.
Ordok, your friend Elle, was that her name?
Yeah.
She was hunting down members of the Syndicate, wasn't she?
She was. Those who crossed her path before.
I don't know where they would be. Helen handled most of the talking, and I just showed up at the safe house is where we were ordered to go. But she might be able to help us track them down. She sounds like she's pretty successful.
Makes sense. We can go back and check with her. Goshen, what the hell are you wearing?
Well, now I'm wanted by the guards, the Syndicate, and slavers. So, just stuff.
Yeah, alright. Would the king keep prisoners?
If he thought they were valuable.
What about to make an example?
He'd kill them publicly, probably. Or not publicly, but in front of whoever he was trying to, you know, subdue. If I had to guess, he's probably gonna wait till I'm around to stab Helen right in the throat in front of me.
Sweet gesture.
Charming.
He's very considerate like that.
Mm.
I don't know what he'd do with Bo. But I imagine Helen's probably going to be murdered.
Right. Well, no time to waste.
So you guys are heading to Helen. You guys are heading to Elra?
Yes.
The center of the Arcane District is in a bit of an uproar. You can see there's a bit of clashing between the gray cloaks and some mages just in the looks of the robes. You can kind of just hear derogatory words being slung about. Bastards, blood drinkers, insane power nabbers. It's a weird assortment of things.
It's very cutting.
Yes, very, very cutting. You bastards.
Are these the wizards saying these things?
Wizards and the guards. Well, some things are coming from the wizards. Some things are coming from the guards.
Gotcha.
Well, the gray cloaks. And it seems as though things are starting to come to a head. After a little bit of shuffling through the crowd, you guys get back to the elixir shop, and it seems a little dead in here now.
I'm just going to immediately head back to where Elray is supposed to be.
You find her and Kremler over a set of glass vials, a few heating elements, and they're talking excitedly back and forth.
Any breakthroughs?
I do believe we have an antidote for the Red Death.
That's quite the news. How much can you make?
Short amount of time. Some of the ingredients are a little hard to come by. We could probably get enough for 2 districts, perhaps?
Okay.
Or 3, if one of them is the Crows and the Narrows. But, as of right now, there's not much more. Talk to the council. Perhaps they can get the funds to do a citywide sweep.
Yeah. We can probably try to do that. Our priorities have had a bit of a shift at the moment, though. We have a pressing situation, and I need to speak to you, Elray.
Oh, that's who you've been speaking to.
Privately.
Oh. Kremler is going to kind of look back and forth and just kind of nod his head and walk out and shut the door behind him and head back to the front of the shop.
From as best as I can tell, there was a confrontation with the king, and things got a little heated. And he has Bo and Helen now. You've been tracking the syndicate for a long time. Do you have any ideas where they might have gone, or any connection to be able to find people within the syndicate?
Were their bodies left behind?
I think that they were knocked out, but the room that they were fighting was swept clean.
Then the king's gonna want to put on a show.
Where?
There's an old theater where he holds large audiences. And about 2.5-3 months ago was the last time, and there was a hanging. It's big enough to hold a majority of the district itself. Was it quiet on the streets by any chance?
Silent.
Then that is probably the best place to go.
And as she's finishing those words, you hear a loud smash towards the front of the shop.
I'll go see what that was.
I'll go with Goshen.
You, the monk brothers, you see a raging inferno start to form at the front of the shop. A bunch of crystal vials have all kind of just crashed on the floor. Things are starting to catch fire. Little vials are heating up and popping with whatever could be in them. Not quite sure. The cabinets, the bookshelves are all catching fire quite rapidly. Kremler is nowhere to be seen.
What the fuck?
Time to go.
Out past the fire, you can just see chaos.
I hope there's a back door to this place, and I run to the back, and I tell Wardock and El, we gotta get out of here. The store's on fire.
I need everything in this room.
Start
grab
picking it
now.
Up.
Yeah, I'll help
she
her.
She grabs a handful of things.
I'm just gonna hand her the bag of holding.
Oh yeah,
say so throw it all in.
She's very careful with a few items, but is tossing a majority of things in the bag.
I'm while they're doing that, I'm gonna run out with the hammer and just sort of toss it into the fire and say drink.
You just see a small like tornado of flame form around the hammer. And all the fire in the area is gone in a matter of seconds.
Oh, thank God.
Well, that was worked way better than I thought it was going to.
Well, boss, it's been a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find you more later. I think we're going to need it.
Look outside, boss.
I look outside.
And you just see commotion. Several bodies are laying on the ground. A few of them have blood dripping from their eyes.
Oh, that's pleasant. That's good. That's a good sign.
I'm going to run back inside and say, Elray, these three... Three?
Hi.
Yeah. These two need a inoculation right now.
It's
right now.
Okay. She's gonna just take a small vial, take a syringe, and just put it pretty much into like a glass of water and stirring it vigorously. Then she's going to take the same syringe and pull it out. Arms, gentlemen.
I hate needles.
Me too.
She's just going to not even prep, just find a vein and just stab it in, push the plunger deep. Pull it out and do the same thing to Goshen. This should work.
Should.
And she's going to do the same thing to herself.
No, I guess you trusted them.
It's meant to be drinking, but it's meant to be drunk. But this should speed up the process.
I would imagine so.
Can you... Shit, where can you go? Do you think Ada would be willing to help the district? I'm asking Jensen and Goshen.
I don't know, but it's probably the safest place.
She won't let anything happen to the tower, at the very least.
I'm just going to hand Elray the bag of holding and say, get this to the Arcanum. Speak with Ava. She knows what we're doing. She should be able to help you make this. It's started.
I'll try.
And she's going to take out... She's going to go through a back door and just book it.
Well then, I think we have a show to catch.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products for gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of other great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products. And while you're over there, add something to your cart because our listeners are now receiving an enormous 25% off discount when you enter the code DOD25. That's DOD25 at checkout. So as always, we want to say thanks a bunch to Easy Roller and thank you all for listening.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new merch store over at teepublic.com. You can head over to teepublic.com/DOERDICE or check the episode description for the link. We have some amazing work over there from our resident expert, Ben, who is currently working on loads of new designs specifically for Season 2. If you want to rep our show while also looking great and sporting some awesome artwork, we love the quality of our new store, and we know you will too. So jump over there, check it out, and then let us know what you think on our social media and our Discord. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
We're going to cut real quick to Helen. You are, similarly, the last time you came out of unconsciousness, you're bound and tied, this time not naked, you're actually quite familiar with the backstage area of the theater. And this is just to a chair in a small empty room.
It's empty. Is there anyone in here?
No.
All right. I know how to escape from chairs, so basically lean forward and then tilt back with all my weight and then twist. And that should break the back two legs and make the chair collapse in. So, classic escape maneuver on the chair, get myself undone. And then walk out of the room.
Standing across from the door is Hank. Sword, the scimitar is like over his shoulder.
Hey, Hank.
Took you longer than we thought it would.
Yeah, I'm not as spry as I used to be these days. Being poisoned and all.
Turn around.
Thanks. I'll turn around.
And you're going to see this scrawny little... Not quite sure whether it's a gnome or a hobbit, but it's a very skinny guy. It's going to come up and just bind your wrists with a set of manacles with little needles that are just going to stab into your flesh.
Okay. That's, I mean, very cool of you. Oh, man.
Feel good to be home.
Yeah, it always does. What's the plan here, boss?
The king is going to make an example out of you.
Yeah, that's smart enough, I guess. You know what he's doing?
I believe you're going to be hung.
No, I get that, but, like, big picture. You agree with what he's doing?
He pays me enough.
So that everybody in the city can die of the Red Death? Be turned into a rat army, overthrow?
Didn't you hear? There's a cure for the Red Death.
Yeah, I figured they were in leagues with the Church of Thaum. So you guys just infect everybody and then cure it, and what, you've been promised power for making the church look good?
Deal, as far as I know. I'm just the muscle.
Well, Hank, you know I don't like dealing with middlemen. Why don't you get him in here so he can monologue before he hangs me?
You never did like that, did you?
No. Let's get this over with.
Unfortunately, he's a little preoccupied at the moment.
How insulting. I'm not even top on his priority list.
No, that would be the other one.
The other one? Oh, yeah, I can see where that would... that's unfortunate for him. Arcos, that is.
Hank's just gonna smile.
Shall we go upstairs? The show's about to start.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I'll follow you.
As Bo starts to awaken, you just hear the clicking and everything in the back of your head. Shub-Niggurath is speaking to you. Your head's a little fuzzy. You got that throbbing pain again. Your hands are bound behind your back, and you feel long, cold spines digging into your flesh. There is a metal grate, like Hannibal Lecter style, across your mouth. Similar thing, it's got little pinpricks in the back of your neck. You're kind of chained off the four corners of the room. You're kind of sitting dead center of it. And there's something... You can kind of just smell a burning above your head, and there seems to be some kind of cauldron above you.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the room?
Akros is kind of sitting maybe about 10 feet in front of you.
What's this in that cauldron?
Oh, that. Boiling oil.
Oh, okay. I take it you plan to put that on me.
If the need arises.
Okay. What do you want?
I thought we could have a conversation.
Well, go on then. Get started. Because I don't want to sit here and talk about the weather.
Oh, the weather is lovely nowadays.
Shut up. What do you want?
How did you come back from the dead?
Well, for starters, I don't even know. And if I did know, I wouldn't tell you anyway. How do you know that I want... the Deathly Hallows, what are they called, John?
They're just items of the Cult of the Black Flock.
Okay. How do you know that I want items of the Cult of the Black Flock?
It's not hard to guess when... You and Helen are making deals in one of my safe houses for folio pages. Know that you're walking around with that particular mask.
He's kind of going to point over to a table. The mask is not on your face any longer.
Okay, when he points at it, I'm going to see it and I'm going to... There's like a kind of like strain in my body, like a kind of stress. And I'm just going to go, yeah. Okay. So what do you want from me?
Honestly, that was it. If you don't know how you managed to survive, come back, then you're really of no use to me.
I'll tell you one thing. You got to have faith before you come back. And you ain't got it. Now dump that oil and get on with it. Where's Helen?
Oh, he's about to be hanged on stage.
Oh, he's a dick anyway.
We can agree on that matter.
So you going to let me out? Are you going to kill me? Or are you just going to dump this oil and just keep me chained up forever? Or what? What's your plans? Like, what are your plans? Hang on a minute. What the hell is all this? But tell me. Come on. We got time. What are your plans?
He's going to pull out a small pocket watch and go, eh,
I got a little bit of time. You can fast forward to the end if you like, but, you know, what's the end game? What's the point of all this?
The city.
What about it? It's just a place full of people.
Everyone here has money. Gold. Connections. Yeah.
What, and you want that?
Who doesn't?
Well, me, for starters.
You're...
What's the point? Hang on a minute. No, stop. What's the point? So what are you going to do to these people?
Give them hope.
Hope in what? I'm really not understanding this. They're all right as they are. I've seen them. They're a bit mouthy. Some of them are a bit strange. I prefer the people in my forest. But these people are all right. I mean, look who I am. Look what you've done to me. It's hardly hope, is it?
I don't really care to give you hope.
Right, because you just want to know how I came back from the dead, as if you'd have any sort of power to do it yourself. You're a bit full of yourself, mate. You think you can give all these people hope? You think you can come back from the dead if I just told you how to do it, just like that? You think a lot of yourself, don't you?
For a man indeed.
That was almost dead.
Let's just say
one more round and you'd been on your face.
Also, you didn't catch me on my best day.
Well, that makes two of us, because I wouldn't say this is my best. So, if I tell you I'll come back, what are you going to do for me?
I can point you in the direction of what you need and how to get it.
What, and you're going to let me out of here?
I have a feeling it's a little hard to kill you.
Yeah, you best know about it. So what about Helen? You think it's easy to kill him? As far as I'm aware, he's been around for donkeys. Do I need to explain that?
Yes. A long...
Donkey's years. A long time.
Yes, Helen's been stabbed, shot through. I intend to make a stick this time.
Right, okay. So, if I tell you how I came back, you'll let me go?
Not immediately, but yes.
So what about Helen, if I tell you how I came back?
No, Helen is a dead man.
Okay, now don't get me wrong. I think he's a bit of a prick. That said, he's been helpful to me at times. He's been unhelpful to me as much as he's been helpful. What's your problem with him?
Arrogant.
Yeah?
Fair enough. That's actually quite a major one, to be honest. Dishonest.
Not gonna
argue with
that.
He's tried to screw me out on a number of times.
Yeah, me too.
He's insulted numerous people that work for me.
Well, not sure that really matters, but yeah.
One should not let someone else insult their lessers. It looks bad on me if I don't do something about it.
Okay. I mean, seems like you're doing an awful lot of killing for things which don't really need killing. You know, if you just let go of that ego a little bit and just accepted things and preached a little bit of forgiveness, you'd probably be all right. And this, my friend, is exactly why, if I explain to you how I came back to life, it ain't going to help you. So, on that merit, I'll tell you how I came back to life. You'll let me go, and you'll achieve nothing. Because you need more than that. You need faith. You need love. You need friendliness and happiness. You need a big heart. And you haven't got any of those qualities as far as I can see. You also probably need a bit of a morbid fascination with death, but I don't know about that. I haven't quite worked that one out yet.
So does Bo still look like maggots falling out of his face and blood dripping from his eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
While
yeah.
he's saying all these things.
So the king is just going to stand and just smile.
I'll come back and see you in a bit, Bo.
No, you'll sit down. Hold on. What about Helen?
I'm going to go kill Helen as we speak.
Go on then, fuck off. How far away is that mask on the chair?
It's a good probably 20, 25 feet.
Okay. I want to do something when he leaves.
Okay. Yeah, he leaves and shuts the door behind him. And you hear a little click as it locks.
So this mask, last time, when it sort of wrapped itself around my head, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to cast Vomit Tentacles at the mask, and I'm going to grab it with the tentacles and pull it back into my face. What else was going to happen? Actually, hold on. Rewind. I'm going to look at the mask. Are you saying this isn't going to happen, John?
No, because of what he has you wrapped in.
Oh, what's he got me wrapped in?
You thought the bracers that Ava gave you were bad. These things suck the magic right out of you.
Oh, right. Okay. So I'm going to stare at the mask and I'm going to concentrate, but my mind's just blank and I can't seem to hear anything. Mm-mm. The ticking and stuff seems to have gone
it's
away.
Very distant. The pain in your head is kind of drowning out everything. And then your nose falls off your face.
What about the oil that's above me?
Uh-huh.
Can I reach it?
No. So your hands are bound behind your back, kind of like your lower back. You got this mask wrapped around your face, and there's a chain on you tying you to each corner of the room.
Okay. Is there a guard outside or anything like that?
Possibly.
Okay, I'm going to shout. I'm going to try that.
Just try shouting. Like,
oi! I want to pour that oil on me.
Okay, but
he's into that kind of thing.
He would be, wouldn't he?
If you die enough times, your god's just gonna be like, "Nah, you die. It's just not worth it."
It's pretty much. Again? I can't do anything really, can I? If I've got these magical braces, I'm fucked.
Pretty much, you're in a trap that wizards can't escape from.
Okay, I'm just gonna sit there then and just sit around.
Why don't you just start pulling really hard with your strength, and eventually the rope will just rip through your hands.
It's
you are
chains.
Decomposing. Either way,
what,
you just
mean
start wiggling enough, off. they'll just start coming undone.
Well, I mean, my hands are pretty rotten, right? So can I try that?
That's what I'm saying. You are rotting.
Just kind of rip my hands off.
Give me a strength check.
You might need those later.
I mean, it's not the best idea in the world, but if you want to do something now, yeah, that might be early option.
Right. Yeah, it's a great idea. So I'll get robot hands.
8.
So I'm probably not going to rip my hands for him anyway.
No, but you can feel some tearing at your hands. And then you hear a slight scrape of, it sounds like metal on some kind of porous
bone?
Material. Maybe.
Okay, there's not much I can really do. I'm just gonna sit down.
Jensen, Ordok, Goshen, you guys running to the theater?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm keeping an eye on them to see if they start leaking blood out of their face.
No, they actually seem quite fine. You guys managed to get out of the Arcane District before a quarantine went up.
Yeah, I remember that fondly.
Yeah, most of the city is starting to panic a little bit. I'd say, though, that Jensen knows a couple of ways to get around places.
Mm-hmm. Once we get within, like, a block of the theater, I'm going to gather up the boys. I'm going to say, follow me closely, and I'll cast Pass Without a Trace. And we're all going to sneak to the theater. So you get a plus 10 on your stealth checks. As long as you stay within 30 feet of me.
Brother?
Outside the theater, there's... looks to be like 3 or 4 thuggish-type guys at every entrance you can see.
This is kind of a rundown theater, though, right?
It is.
Is there any, like, hole in the roof or damage up there?
Possibly. You have to go up and check.
All right. It's kind of, the way I'm picturing it is this whole, like, district's kind of packed together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll try to break into one of the adjacent buildings and get on that roof.
It's quite easily done. Even though the buildings are tall, they're still about maybe 1 or 2 stories shy of the theater's roof.
Can I at least see up the kind of see the top of it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like there's any openings or access?
It looks like there might be a skylight or two.
I can get myself and one other up there.
Yeah, if you can get across with a rope, maybe we can.
Oh yeah,
take a rope.
I can get over there.
You can
if you can get Jensen over there.
I can do that.
I can make it myself.
Yeah, we can all get over there.
Okay.
So how do y'all get over there?
Or do I get over there?
I can teleport.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we kind of keep forgetting about that.
I can, like...
Although I think it's...
It's like 30 or 40 feet, isn't it?
Yeah, I was seeing what level it was if I wanted to burn.
Oh.
I'll be using Step of the Wind.
Yeah, it's level 2. I don't know if I want to burn a level 2 spell, honestly.
I can float you over. I can levitate.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll be using Step of the Wind. I double my jump distance.
As you guys get to the theater's roof, there's a skylight open, and you can start hearing a loud voice start echoing.
I guess I'll poke my head in at least to see what's going on down there.
It's a little hard to see with all, like, a couple of curtains. They got some holes in them just from decay. But you can see that it, just from the sounds, the place is packed.
Something tells me we don't have much time.
Yeah, is there somewhere down there I can jump into in the skylight?
What are our thoughts on burning the building down? Just saying. Just throwing that out there. If we need people to leave, I can make that efficiently happen.
It's a distraction, but kind of puts us on a bit of a timer.
I think we're already on a bit of a timer.
You guys try to burn down the building and I'll get Helen.
Okay. Okay.
And I guess Bo's down here too.
You burn down the building, I'll get Bo. Jensen, you can get Helen. How about that?
Split the party.
All right.
Oh my god.
Will I break the habit of a lifetime?
Yeah, right.
And break.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel. Thank you.
go us. But hey, before you go, I'd like to steal another little bit of your time here and talk some more about Studio Headphones. Whether you end up getting the Regents, Nivea, or Vasa, wow, what weird names, you won't be disappointed in the quality you receive. With most of their products clocking in at the $100 mark, a 15% discount adds up pretty fast. And honestly, they really are worth every penny, in my opinion. We don't want to load down your favorite show with ads, so in picking our partners, we always want to make sure that they are relevant to our audience, and I truly believe Studio Headphones, at least in my opinion, make the experience of this podcast better. If I've convinced you at all to check out their site, linked in the description, and you end up buying a pair, use code DICE at checkout to get that discount and free worldwide shipping. You are all awesome, and we want to thank you for listening, and as always, thanks Studio for the sponsorship.
Mystery Fantasy Dungeon 9000 is a 25-year-old living and growing world. Now, 2 years as a podcast. We use rules from all editions of D&D and some from other D20 systems. Join as two groups brave this old world, in which years of previous adventures have plundered and enjoyed locking away powerful evils. And now, after four ages, those very evils are breaking free. How will the current groups deal with this plight? Will they be able to deal with the things they've unleashed? Hunt us down monthly, wherever you can summon a podcast.